In this country, Sibelius, I think, is largely misunderstood. He's known for Finlandia and maybe one or two of the symphonies, maybe the Second Symphony. What would you like to get across to audiences here about Sibelius?
You said that Sibelius very often is misunderstood. Well, how am I in a good position to try and explain to those people who probably would be reluctant to lend their inner world to appreciation of Sibelius' music? It is very difficult to argue such things. From the purely musical point of view, it is also difficult to argue. Of course, Sibelius is very idiomatic. I think when I hear his music, I'll always recognize his presence. I don't think I confuse him with anybody else. In musical terms, it's difficult to describe too. Very often inventive, but what is being inventive? I mean, Wagner was inventive, Richard Strauss was inventive, lots of people. Beethoven was inventive, so that alone means nothing in a way. Sibelius wasn't after a particularly clear form, I don't think myself. Although there were some attempts in his composition to make sure that there is a definite transition section, this and that and everything, and thematical logic too. But again, how do you describe it? It's certainly not a real Beethoven sonata form, even in his clear sonata form, like in Second Symphony, for instance. So it's very difficult to describe. In a way, very often rhapsodic, in a way, very well organized in his own mind. We mustn't forget that a very important point to remember and try to appreciate is that this composer was very much a child of his nature, of Finnish Nordic nature. It's easy to say, but how does it show itself in his music? I don't know, but I hear it, like a presence of a human being in the Nordic nature, identification with it, in a way a fear of it sometimes, because that goes into the identification too. Love for it too. I think my love for him will never go down. I can't imagine.
You've recorded all seven symphonies, and I was looking through some records of my own at home, and I saw a 1980 recording that you made of the concerto. Can you talk a little bit about having such an intimate relationship with a piece such as the violin concerto for such a long time?
I remember the very first time I heard it when I lived in Russia still, in Moscow. A friend of mine, a violinist, obviously, took me to his home and said, I must play you this great recording by Minuyin of the Sibelius Concerto. That was the first time I heard it.
How old were you?
17, 18, I don't know. That's the first time I heard it. I was absolutely overwhelmed. I tell you that. I didn't, of course, memorize the concerto the first time. I was absolutely taken by the piece. And that was the beginning of my total affection for the piece. Of course, I've conducted it. I don't know how many times anymore. I love it. Always will.
It's described as symphonic. What does that mean for a concerto?
Symphonic, I don't know what it means, but the orchestra plays a great role there, of course. It's a wonderful Sibelius orchestra, marvelous, absolutely wonderful. Sometimes a little bit over-orchestrated in a couple of places, so you have to balance it. But it had to be like that. So there's no way out. ¶¶